This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2083 by majority vote. Home Minister pushes early preparedness for monsoon, directs agencies on disaster risk reduction. Advertisement Board warns action against fake and misleading ads on social media. And the U.S. says blockade of Iranian ports lifted as part of deal. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives yesterday passed the Appropriation Bill 2083 by a majority, endorsing the government's budget for the upcoming fiscal year after ministers responded to concerns raised during parliamentary deliberations. Responding to lawmakers during deliberations on the Appropriation Bill in the House of Representatives, Finance Minister Dr. Sonim Wagle said the budget aimed to accelerate economic growth, strengthen social protection and create employment opportunities. He added that the newly formed Property Probe Commission was established to address public demands for curbing corruption and promoting good governance, and clarified that the commission is not a permanent body and will only examine the assets of concerned officials. He also assured lawmakers that the commission would not encroach on the jurisdiction of the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, which functions as a constitutional body. Likewise, Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal said economic diplomacy and the promotion of Nepal's international image would be central to the foreign policy in the coming fiscal year, adding that Nepal currently maintains diplomatic relations with 183 countries and operates 44 diplomatic missions abroad. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung said the budget seeks to modernize home administration through digital technology and strengthen national security and public service delivery. Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha described the energy sector as a major driver of economic transformation, saying 1,040 megawatts of electricity would be added to the national grid and the country aims to achieve 30,000 megawatts of installed capacity within the next decade. Infrastructure Development Minister Sunil Lamsal announced plans to upgrade around 300 urban centres, construct 3,000 local bridges and expand road networks by 2,800 kilometres. Education and Sports Minister Susmit Pokhrel said 218.36 billion rupees had been allocated to the sector, with priority given to digital learning and school infrastructure. Likewise, Science, Technology and Innovation Minister Mahavir Pun proposed allocating 1% of capital budgets at all levels of government to innovation, while Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Subita Gautam reiterated the government's commitment to timely implementation of court decisions and completion of the transitional justice process. The next meeting of the House of Representatives is scheduled for today at 11 a.m. Home Minister Sudhan Gurung has said the government's goal is to achieve zero human casualties during monsoon-related disasters. Addressing a meeting of the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, NDRRMA, the Home Minister stressed the need for coordinated and integrated efforts among all agencies involved in disaster response. Home Minister Gurung urged authorities to shift from reactive approach to proactive preparedness, noting that disaster response should not only begin after incidents occur, but also called for improved early planning, coordination and readiness ahead of the monsoon season. He also warned against the misuse of state resources, stating that helicopters must not be used for unauthorized inspection visits to disaster-affected areas. In a separate discussion on monsoon preparedness held in Singhadarbar, the Home Minister directed concerned agencies to identify high-risk areas and ensure timely preparedness, emphasizing the importance of rapid dissemination of disaster-related information and the establishment of an effective coordination mechanism for emergency response. The meeting was attended by officials from government ministries, security agencies, the Nepal Red Cross, United Nations agencies, and other stakeholders. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dol Prasad Aryal, has said Nepal and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, should further expand cooperation in trade, investment, tourism, labor, technology, and artificial intelligence. During a courtesy meeting with UAE Ambassador Abdullah Said Mubarak Jarwan Al Samsi, Speaker Aryal discussed a range of bilateral issues, including parliamentary cooperation and air services. UAE Ambassador Al Samsi said relations between Nepal and the UAE are friendly and multidimensional, adding that his country is willing to further strengthen cooperation in key sectors including trade, investment, tourism and technology. In a separate meeting, Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsina held discussions with a delegation led by Huawei Asia Pacific President Terry He on Nepal's digital transformation. During the meeting, Huawei expressed readiness to support the Digital Nepal initiative through cooperation in telecommunications infrastructure, data centers, artificial intelligence, cloud computing, and clean energy technologies. Minister Timilsina said the government prioritizes reforms in the telecommunications sector and emphasized the need for reliable and high-quality services. The Advertisement Board has warned of legal action against the circulation of misleading and unverified advertisements through social media platforms. Issuing a notice yesterday, the board directed advertisers and related stakeholders to immediately stop promoting medicinal products and substances that lack required labeling, branding, and official certification, saying such advertisements have been increasing on digital platforms. According to the board, such ads often make unverified claims. However, the board noted that there is no publicly available scientific evidence or official approval supporting these claims. The board warned advertisers, advertising agencies, content creators, sellers, digital platform operators, and social media users not to publish or broadcast advertisements that violate the Advertisement Regulation Act 2076 and other prevailing laws. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has decided to amend its statute and expand its Central Committee to 151 members. Announcing the decisions yesterday, General Secretary Kavindra Burlakoti said the proposal also envisages making provincial committee chairpersons ex-officio members of the Central Committee. The party secretariat meeting directed members to maintain discipline and adhere to the election code of conduct, citing concerns over excessive publicity ahead of the party's general convention. According to Burlakoti, the meeting reviewed preparations for provincial conventions and discussed plans to use electronic voting machines during the general convention. The party said around 3,000 delegates are expected to attend the party's general convention scheduled to take place in Chitwan from June 21st to 23rd. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. The United States has lifted its naval blockade on Iran following a new agreement aimed at ending the Middle East conflict. According to U.S. Central Command, the decision was made in accordance with the President's direction while confirming that some U.S. naval presence would remain in the region. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance said the 60-day negotiating period between Tehran and Washington has now begun, with both sides expected to hold further technical talks in Switzerland. He said the agreement came into effect after the U.S. and Iranian presidents electronically signed a memorandum of understanding. Iran's Supreme Leader Murtaza Khamenei said he approved the deal despite having a different view. Further diplomatic talks between U.S. and Iranian representatives are expected to continue in Switzerland in the coming days. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions over the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudarpashchim provinces, as well as the Himalayan region of Lumbini provinces and Tarai region of Kosi province. Partly cloudy conditions are likely over hilly regions of Lumbini province and the Tarai region of Madhya Pradesh province, while the remaining Tarai regions are expected to remain mainly fair. There is a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi province and at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. There is also a possibility of moderate rain or snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudhapashim provinces. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is also likely at a few places in the Tarai regions of Kosi province and at one or two places in the Madhya province. Heat wave conditions are also likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Lumbini and Sudhapashim provinces, while hot weather conditions during the day are also likely at some places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of a western trough in the upper atmosphere along with local and easterly winds at present. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 19 to 21 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 29 and 31 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. House of Representatives endorses Appropriation Bill 2083 by majority vote. Home Minister pushes early preparedness for monsoon, directs agencies on disaster risk reduction. Advertisement Board warns action against fake and misleading ads on social media, and US says blockade of Iranian ports lifted as part of deal. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.